Let's get you back to On the Map. Here's Dave Plyer.
All right, tis the season for holiday pop-up bars. Some of Chicago's favorite bars and restaurants have temporarily transformed their space into full-blown winter wonderlands with over-the-top decorations, seasonal cocktails, festive food specials, and plenty of photo ops. And don't wait, many of these seasonal extravaganzas disappear after the new year. Now, Choose Chicago is my place to go when you're planning anything to do or see in the city. Jason Lesnovich from Choose Chicago has the hottest places to go this holiday season. Hey, Jason, happy holidays to you.
Happy holidays to you. Thanks for having me on the show.
I know I started this conversation offline telling you I went to a holiday pop-up right across from Wrigley Field, right across from Small Cheval, and I wish I could remember it. It's next to Rizzo's, but maybe we'll figure it out on the way. But these are really, really cool, very over-the-top, but fun holiday experiences, aren't they?
Yeah, if you've never been to one of these holiday pop-up bars, I really call them experiences. You know, you're going to be kind of shocked with the decor. It is yeah. Full-on, immersive, photo ops. And, I'm totally surprised when I walk in the door with some of these. One you know, advertises 30,000 lights, you know.
And, crazy.
And so some of them are experiences where you walk in and they kind of guide you over to the bar and there's moments to stop and take photos and really great time to go out with your friends and family, if they're of drinking age, of course, to experience these bars.
Well, one of the most over-the-top glamorous ones here, I mean, just wild when you see it, is the Bamboo Club in Wrigleyville. And I know Wrigleyville is really a hub of a lot of these places, isn't it?
Yeah, Bamboo Club is transformed into Santa Baby. And, exactly what you would think when you're talking about these pop-up bars, you know, floor-to-ceiling decorations, mm-hmm. Ornaments everywhere, and really, really focused on the great holiday drinks, the Merry Mojito, the Jingle Juice, the Yule Mule, hot chocolate that's spiked or eggnog that's spiked, and just you can get them in your own sizes, or they have these huge like glasses that you share with your party that you're with. And so they also have theme nights at Santa Baby, holiday trivia and bingo and themed paint and sips. So it's a really great experience, and highly recommend it there in Wrigleyville at the Bamboo Club.
Yeah, I was going to say, you have to look online and go to choosechicago.com to look at all these holiday themes. There's pictures in there, too. Some of them go through January 5th, which is nice because people take off the holiday season. Some go through the end of the year, so check online. There's another one in Wrigleyville. It's in Lakeview, actually. It's the Greystone Tavern, and I saw this. It's 8 crazy nights at the Greystone Tavern. It's Chicago's first Hanukkah theme pop-up.
Yeah, they really go all out. They're gonna take over the entire bar there, but they also have a great enclosed weatherproof patio. So it is a really large experience when you're talking about 8 crazy nights. And yeah, Hanukkah themed, you're gonna have 30,000 blue and white lights. That's what I mentioned before. Photo booths, dreidel ornaments, lighted menorahs all throughout both spaces at the bar. And then of course you get great traditional food that goes with Hanukkah. So, you know, challah grilled cheese and matzo ball soup and brisket sandwiches. They even have boozy jelly donuts, which is a really great fun thing to do there if you're drinking a little too much. Possibly you got to eat as you drink, as we all know.
I love that. The one my fiance just texted me, we went to Rudolph's Bar at Lost Never Found next to Rizzo's by Small Cheval at Wrigley Field. So that one, it was very pink. I have to say it was very, very pink. But it was very, very cool. Had some great drinks. And you're right. The photo ops are endless at these places.
Yeah. And you know, if you're in Wrigleyville, you're able to like just kind of bar hop through these experiences. You know, we talked about Santa Baby. There's Mistletoe at Mordecai. There's Elfed Up as well at the Stretch Bar. These are all kind of right there on Clark Street. So great experiences. Big Star has something right there next to Mordecai as well. So definitely hit up the Wrigleyville neighborhood to, you know, hit multiples of these experiences.
There's one in River North here that you feature, which looks really cool. And I know some of these you just feature the cocktails, which is great. It's River North Pole, which is great, at 3 Dots and a Dash. Mistletoe Mai Tai, hot buttered rum, candy cane swizzle. I mean, it is all about the cocktails, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, of course, yeah, it's 3 Dots and a Dash, one of our premier cocktail bars. So I love their name. You know, yeah. the cocktail bars in River North, so River North Pole. And you will no doubt have, you know, amazing cocktails when you go to Three Dots and a Dash. So this one will be a must if you're a really, you know, cocktail connoisseur. But they have the hot buttered rum and, yeah, the candy cane swizzle. So I would make reservations there if you want to go to Three Dots and a Dash, because that is an extremely popular cocktail bar year round, but especially during the holidays for their River North Pole.
My son and his girlfriend just moved to Logan Square this year, and it's like one of the hottest places in the Midwest and in the country, they say. But there's Tinseltown at Pink Squirrel that they experience, and it's so much fun. There were a few rounds of duck pin bowling that were happening for their bowling lanes, and, you know, holiday cookies and shots and cookie, like, shot glasses and stuff like that. Pink Squirrel is a pretty cool place.
It is. In the Logan Square neighborhood, another great, obviously, nightlife neighborhood. But really, you know, kind of focused on that Midwestern bar culture. And so they totally transformed the space, though, Tinseltown at Pink Squirrel. So, again, you know, it is that pop-up bar, those wall-to-wall decorations, immersive experiences, and festive treats and shots and punches and cocktails and milkshakes, spiked milkshakes. So a little bit of everything there at Pink Squirrel. And we have some great photos on our website for the Pink Squirrel space. And you just see how large the ornaments that are hanging, all the lights, the holiday decor at these places. It's really, you know, festive and just a fun place to go out with your friends for a night.
At the Chicago Athletic Association, which is a historic place in the Loop, there's Happy's Bar.
Yeah, Happy's has taken over the whole first floor of the Athletic Association hotel there in the Loop. And, you know, it's great that these hotels are getting into it. You know, there's another one that we may talk about at London House. But, you know, we know people are coming in for these to visit friends and family. And so, you know, our hotels are getting in the spirit. And yeah, they have Happy Bar there and winter cocktails, bar bites, you know, all the tunes, all the favorite festive tunes that you can imagine, and a ton of glittering lights as well at Happy's. One of my favorite spaces alone is the Athletic Association Hotel.
Yeah,
it's such a great space there on Michigan Avenue.
Absolutely. London House Chicago, it is some of the best views of the city. And for someone my generation, if anyone remembers the Bob Newhart Show opening, going down the entire Chicago River, that's what you get from there, whether you're staying at the hotel, you're dining on the rooftop. But their rooftop is so cool. And they've got a Rudolph's rooftop that also has some really cool heated igloos.
Yeah, you know, it's a great way to expand their outdoor space in the winter with these igloos. You know, we see them throughout the city, but up there on the rooftop, you know, 22 stories up with great views of the city, you can enjoy those views, those cocktails, the food that they're going to offer you in these heated igloos. So you're away from the elements, but outside, and as you said, one of the best views of the city that you can have there at London House.
Now, here's a really cool outdoor winter extravaganza. It's for all ages. There's boozy holiday drinks and axe throwing, which you probably shouldn't do together. But there's a lot of cool things. I mean, bumper cars. Talk about this. This is pretty cool. It's in Fulton Market.
Yeah, the Jack Frost Christmas pop-up. I had a chance to go there last year. And, yes, it's absolutely all ages with some of the activities there. So, you know, a little bit more adult-themed at night, but it sure happens all day. And so, you know, they have various, the axe throwing that everyone is really getting into now. They have ice skating as well. So bumper cars, which are kind of these in on the ice as well, like ice bumper cars. We have these inflatable rides that you look like you're getting into a sled and going down, and tons of photo ops. This is really kind of focused on that Instagram opportunity there where you're sitting in, you know, huge sleighs or sitting next to Santa to take your photo op. So really great experience for kids because of the activities. I would call this more of an experience than, like, you know, a pop-up bar. So you're going to have a lot more activities involved with something like Jack Frost Christmas pop-up.
And there is so much more that you can find and explore and just experience before the end of the year. You got to visit choosechicago.com for everything you need to know. Jason, always a pleasure, and happy holidays to you and yours.
Thank you, and happy holidays to you as well.
All right, it's a holiday drive-through at Santa's Village with 3 million plus lights synchronized to holiday music, also some hot chocolate, funnel cakes, and of course Santa. And we'll talk about that and more after the news next.